يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةً ۚ ذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَّكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ ۚ فَإِن لَّمْ تَجِدُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
O those who have faith in Allah and act upon what He has legislated for them. When you intend to talk privately with the messenger, give some charity before you talk in private with him. That giving in charity will be better and purer for you. Because of being an act of obedience to Allah, that purifies the hearts. But if you do not find anything you can give in charity, there is no harm in you talking in private with him, because Allah forgiving of the sins of His servants, and He is merciful towards them by not burdening them except with what they are capable of.
أَأَشْفَقْتُمْ أَن تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَاتٍ فَإِذْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Do you fear poverty by presenting charity before talking privately with the messenger? So when you do not do that which Allah commanded you to do, and Allah forgave you by allowing you not to give in charity, now perform prayer to perfection, give zakah on your wealth, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah is aware of your actions, nothing is hidden from Him, and He will soon requite you for them.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا مِنْهُمْ وَيَحْلِفُونَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
O Messenger, do you not see the hypocrites who befriend the Jews whom Allah is angry with due to their disbelief and sins? These hypocrites are neither from the believers nor from the Jews. Rather, they are uncertain between the two. Neither are they on one side nor the other. Yet they will swear that they are Muslims and that they did not relate information about